I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. In the next week or so, all active registered voters in Vermont should receive their ballots in the mail. Voters can then mail their completed ballots to their town clerk, deliver it in person to the clerk's office, or take it to the local polling place on Election Day, November 3rd. Montpelier City Clerk John Odom is expecting a crush of mail-in ballots since many voters used that method in the August primary.
We're also obviously going to have a lot more turnout. It's a general election. They're always the most turnout, and this one is one that is obviously energizing a lot of people. So there's going to be a lot more mail coming in. We are prepared to process quite a bit more mail this time around.
Towns that use machines to tabulate votes will be allowed to process their mail-in ballots as early as 30 days before the election. The province of Quebec reported 586 new cases of COVID-19 today. That's the highest daily increase since May. According to CBC News, the province's two largest cities, Quebec and Montreal, were put under moderate alert on Sunday. That's the second highest level in the regional system for categorizing the danger posed by COVID-19. Provincial health officials say Quebec has hit a second wave of the virus. They've announced several new public health rules for the alert zones. Private gatherings are limited to no more than six people. Bars and restaurants must stop serving alcohol at 11 p.m. And meanwhile, the Vermont Department of Health reported four new cases of COVID-19 today. Those are in Bennington, Washington, Lamoille, and Orange counties. Two people are in the hospital with the disease. The forecast for tonight, mainly clear with scattered frost, lows mostly in the 30s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.